Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number, boys, for the record?
Robert Arthur Larson, 43 years old, born 10/11/1975.
Okay, and I need you to state your ADC number for me, sir.
112-420.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead, but also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officers, Mr. Grady, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Larson, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm sorry?
Are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, Mr. Larson, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do. I also have an amendment.
Okay.
CSED will be changed to 5/30/19.
Okay, Mr. Larson, the parole officer just wants to make a change to your sentence end date, which was, they have a typo on here. It has May 19th of 2019. The actual date is May 30th of 2019, okay? Mr. Larson?
Yeah.
Did you hear me, sir?
Barely. There's a lot of background noise. I'm trying.
Is that any better, sir?
Yes, sir, that's better.
Okay. All right. Sir, your hearing's going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we're going to determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we're going to determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, okay?
Okay.
We're going to start out in phase one. Sir, I'm going to read each allegation to you. You have three allegations. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegations, I need you to say whether the allegations are either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The first allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 15, 2018, per the TASC-CMS lab report dated June 25, 2018. Mr. Larson, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. The second allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about June 18, 2018, as directed on June 11, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true.
Okay. So the third allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to return to MRC 24601. North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona on June 19, 2018 after leaving on June 18, 2018. It says your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Larson. So based on the admission of Mr. Larson, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. A motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board would make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, as I previously stated. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then I'm going to come back to you, sir, and go over some information in the warrant and give the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, as well as give the board an opportunity to see if they have any questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Gray.
Mr. Larson was released from DOC on March 1st of 2018. He was arrested on November 17th of 2018 by South River Tribal PD. New charges: aggravated taking the ID, possession of a weapon by a prohibited possessor, carrying a weapon during a felony of a crime, taking identity of another person, possession of narcotic drugs, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, false reporting to law enforcement. Returned to DOC on November 26th of 2018 in the CSED of October 29th of 2019 that reflects 152 expired days. Current conviction, 2012, aggravated taking identity, 7 years. 2012, taking the identity of another, 5 years. 2012, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. Prior convictions, 1995, forgery, 2 years, 6 months. 1995, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 2000, aggravated assault, 6 months. 2006, forgery, 4 years, 6 months. 2006, forgery, 4 years, 6 months. 2006, forgery, 4 years, 6 months. He has 4 terms of DOC. His CBIR scores are 3-2, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 3. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 1997, release with no community supervision. 2001, TIS release completed 1 month. 2010, TIS release of county for 30 days, arrested and CSED while in custody. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2000, DUI, liquor, drug, vapor combo, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2001, DUI, liquor, drug, vapor combo, Arizona county jail. 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2012, aggravated taking the identity. Another community risk score is a G5V6.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. See that when you were released, you were approved to reside at Reborn Assistance at 2546 West Arnwood Avenue, and then you resided at that location until your discharge on May 25th. And then on June 8th, you were residing at MRC at 24601 North 29th Avenue until June 11th. It says that you left MRC program on June 18th and never returned. It says your whereabouts were unknown. So why did you leave the MRC?
Sir, I had a medical condition and asked for medical treatment, and MRC dropped me off at the hospital and left me to my own and said it was my responsibility to return. With no money, they kept my phone and wouldn't let me drive my car, and I was unable to return by the allotted time. So I started walking and ended up all the way out in East Mesa, where I'm from. So in hindsight, I wish I would have, I guess, endured the medical situation that I was going through and just toughed it out, I guess. It was kind of a catch-22 being in a medical type situation where I needed medical treatment. I had previously been to the hospital the week prior to showing up at MRC and had a condition that needed to see a doctor. They advised me that there was no doctor on site, and as I said, they dropped me off at the hospital and said, you need to make it back, you know, and left me to my own without any means to do so. As I stated, you know, hindsight, I wish I would have just grinned and bared it. However, can't imagine I can get a mulligan.
Okay, so were you working during that period of time?
I'm sorry?
Were you working during that period of time?
Yes.
you working at?
I was working for T. Brown Construction.
Uh-huh. What were you doing for the construction company?
We do kitchen and bath remodels and some demolition work on commercial buildings.
Okay. It looks like, according to some of your program, it looks like March 18th, you were enrolled in TAPS, a random drug test, and signed the color of gray. You submitted a diluted urine on April 16th, and then on May 31st of 18, you failed to submit a urine sample, and then it looks like you tested positive for methamphetamine on June 13th and June 15th, and you also tested positive for morphine on June 13th. It says that June 11th, you completed intake for the CAP substance abuse program. That says you completed and attended three CAP classes on June 12th, 14th, and 19th. You were screened and accepted to the ITH program, MRC. It says that on June 20th, you were discharged from the program due to you left MRC and to obtain medical treatment, as you stated, and you never returned. So let me ask you a question. If you were able to make it to Mesa, why couldn't you make it back to the MRC program and just go in a different direction? And Mesa is even farther away from where you were.
I was under the impression that if I didn't make it back by a certain time, not to bother. They advised me of that when I stated that I needed to go to the hospital, and they stressed to me that, you know, there was a certain allotted time that I needed to be back by. I believe it was 6 p.m. And if I didn't make it back, they'll bother. I'd be discharged from the program and no longer, and violated my parole.
Okay, so you were gone for 152 days. I see that. Did you get arrested during that 152 days for taking identity of another and a weapon and carrying a weapon?
I was pulled over leaving the casino on McKellips, 101. I do have a letter from my lawyer that I received last week, January 5th, from the Office of the Public Defender, stating that no charges have been filed and the subsequent court hearings have been vacated.
Okay. So why were you pulled over, sir?
Bad tags, I believe.
Whose car were you driving?
A friend's.
Were you in the car alone or someone in the car with you, sir?
No, there was a gal that I had met in my travels.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that wanted to go to the casino, so went to the casino.
All right. So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you, Mr. Larson.
Okay.
Ms. Rittenhouse.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. So, Mr. Larson, you've already answered why you left the facility, the hospital, and went to East Mesa. And thank you for that. That was a question I had. But what were you doing when the Salt River PD picked you up? Were you at the casino?
Yes, we had been at the casino, the gal I was with and I, and I was driving her home.
Okay, so you had been at the casino, and that was when you got stopped, okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you, sir.
And the reason I ended up in Mesa, I know it sounds like it was the next day, but that actually took me about 5 days to walk there.
So you walked on Beverly Way?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you. So, seeing no additional questions from the board, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into this session?
Just to reiterate the fact that in hindsight, which obviously I wish I had then, I wish I would have never left. Obviously, I have a problem. I'm addicted to heroin. I don't deny that I need help. And I was actually looking forward to completing that program and going through it. However, I can't change what I did.
Okay, sir. Mr. Larson, of course, we're going to go into discussion, so a lot of boards in discussion. I'm going to ask you to remain online so that you can hear the discussion taking place, as well as I need you to remain silent. We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board is now going into discussion. It's clear that Mr. Larson had a medical issue that he did leave the MMRC to go to the hospital. However, when he went to the hospital, it appears that he didn't return. He says that he walked in a day or two later. He wound up in Mesa where he stayed. He was absconded for 152 days. He was subsequently arrested on the reservation, leaving the casino. When he was arrested for trespassing, no ID, taking the identity of another, carrying a weapon and marijuana. However, according to Mr. Larson, he said he did have a letter that was with him that said that his attorney said all charges had been dismissed. Because Mr. Larson was an absconder for 152 days, we have no idea exactly what he was doing in that period of time, and also prior to that, he did fall back and resort back to using drugs. He did test positive for methamphetamine as well as morphine. I don't see Mr. Larson being suitable for release at this time or reinstated back on community supervision. He will be released on October 29th, 2019, during which time he won't be on any parole or community supervision. It's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Okay. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Larson, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms of condition of the supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did relapse and start back to use drugs, methamphetamine, as well as morphine, as well as he was an absconder for 152 days, and he had no idea of exactly what he was doing during that period of time. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Whitehouse, agree Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, Dr. Ryan. Okay, Mr. Larson?
Yes.
So the board is going to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 29th of 2019, sir. I do want to take the time and opportunity to thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Larson. Please set the phone down so the next person can come in, okay?
Okay. Thank you.